Hello, friends. Welcome to Psych Explained. And you are listening to the final episode of the podcast. So that is my major announcement for the day, that this particular podcast will go into an archival or hibernation mode starting today. So what that means is that I will no longer be producing or recording new episodes for Psych Explained. And let me talk to you a little bit about why I made that decision. But first, let me share some sincere thanks. Okay, I have a long list here to my listeners who started listening to me since April of 2020. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's fun to look at the listener stats and see that people from so many different countries have actually tried and listened to the podcast. So that was very gratifying. To my actual students who are taking my classes, and I use many of these podcast episodes embedded in the online courses. Thank you for actually choosing to use them. And to my Discord community members, you know who you are. You made this journey a lot of fun and engaging for me. And to the financial supporters who spend a couple of bucks to help support the podcast, and via your support, as well as some advertising and sponsor support, it helped me along the way. It was very encouraging, and it helped me to improve the basic equipment that I use to make the podcast sound better. So hopefully the podcast episodes you've been hearing for the past maybe 6 months are a lot better sound quality-wise than the initial recordings. And I wanted to thank the podcast host Anchor, which is owned by Spotify, for creating originally a very usable and free platform to allow podcasters like myself to experiment and share what we know. And I wanted to thank various experts from YouTube, etc., that review microphones, who are voiceover experts that I was able to learn from, so I can speak more clearly, perhaps, and also use better equipment for my budget. And for the staff at Buzzsprout, which is another host for podcasts, and I used them for a couple months. And I really did enjoy their support and everything they had. It was just that I wanted to, perhaps one day like today, archive my podcast and just leave it up there without having to spend extra money just to keep an old podcast out there. Okay, and that's why I moved back to Anchor. So mainly for financial reasons. And also, I want to continue using this podcast for my students and maybe other students out there who are taking psych and find my little explainers helpful. What I liked about Buzzsprout was that they really had a lot of great tutorials in YouTube and podcast form. And I think that was just immensely helpful, as well as Anchor, they had that as well. Also, I wanted to thank my family, especially my wife and daughter, because I think my extended family doesn't even know that this podcast exists, or if they do know, they haven't listened to any of it, which makes it actually easy for me to talk about them, right? Anyway, I think my wife and daughter were very encouraging throughout the whole thing, and I enjoyed doing the podcast for the time being, especially during the pandemic. All right, so if I love this so much, why am I quitting? Well, I think feel like I've peaked in terms of what I can do with this podcast, in terms of doing monologues, sort of like self-help type episodes. And then I started interviewing people, and that really piled up over the summer, and I had a great time doing that. But in order to continue doing that, I would have to invest a lot of time and energy that I don't feel like I have. If I do invest a lot of time and energy, whatever project we do, we want to be paid for that, right? We want to have something coming out of it. And I don't like that monetizing aspect of blogging and podcasting. I know it's a reality and many people make a career out of it, but in a way I didn't want to. I wanted to do this for fun as a side project. Maybe because I'm lazy, I didn't want to invest 40 hours a week to have 20 people scheduled per year and all that. So it really was a lot of intense effort, especially when people have written a book or have a lot of have a long CV and have to do a lot of research about my guests. You know, that's a lot of investment in time. And also as a listener of podcasts, I really enjoy not having advertising interruptions. So even though I had a sponsor and had ads at some point, I ended up in the last few episodes just not wanting to add that. I just wanted to have a very simple, clean listening experience for you guys. Another reason I'm ending this podcast for myself is that I feel like I personally feel confined by Psych Explained, right? It's purely about psychology, obviously. It's the field, the academics, even though there's a lot of stuff I can cram in here that would fit in Psych Explained. And it's not just the title, but it's the field itself, and it's my role as a psychology instructor that I end up feeling fenced in by it, by my own job title, by my doctorate in psychology. Okay, I'm grateful for it, but I also feel like it's all I've ever done professionally ever since grad school. That's like, or undergrad, right? That's been my focus. And I want to do more in life. I'm 55 at the time of this recording in November of 2022, right? I'm healthy. In fact, we paid up our medical deductible and I'm like seeing all these experts to cram it in. Shane Wang, the stand-up comedian, you can see his special on Netflix, actually addressed that. And it was kind of funny because we do the exact same thing. And I'm doing the math and I'm definitely past midlife and I have 30 good years left on average, if I'm lucky, right? You know, we recently in July survived a really bad car accident, you know, so things can happen at any time. An injury, an accident, a crime, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, anything can happen. So I want to do more with the hopefully whatever number of years I have left. So I'm beginning to think about that. And of course, my lifespan students would recognize this stage that I'm in as midlife, right? And it's not so much a midlife crisis, but it's an awareness of, you know, that I'm on the second half or last third of this journey, right? I want to see what else is out there. Now, as a family and as a couple, we've done a lot. We've traveled, we've seen the world, we've lived overseas, have a lot of different kinds of experiences. And it's not so much about a bucket list of things to do, but I want to, in a way, challenge myself to do something more than my current routine, which is sitting behind a computer screen, teaching psychology, or sitting behind a microphone, doing a podcast. And I do have lots of ideas of other podcasts I'd like to do, but I want to speak freely as Jack, not Dr. Jack. And as Dr. Jack, there are so many things I feel like I cannot express. There are times that I want to curse and I feel like I shouldn't, for example. But obviously, it's a lot more than that, okay? There are a lot more things I'm interested in, I want to talk about, get off my chest, or whatever observations I might have about things that are going on in the world, but may not quite fit into Psych Explained, right? And Psych Explained, I felt like shouldn't be about me. It shouldn't be a personal, individual podcast. It should be about the subject matter, so people can learn from it about the field of psychology. So it's really about psychology, not really about me. Now, for my college that I work for, I love teaching. I still don't want to give that up yet, at least until I find something else to do. So don't get rid of me yet. I'm still enjoying reading student essays and for them getting into the field of, you know, the subjects of psychology. I really do enjoy that. But the bottom line is I want a little bit more life experience beyond the box that I find myself in. Again, once I find whatever that new endeavor is, I do enjoy the actual act of podcasting. I enjoy speaking. And so maybe one day I'll do that. And if I do, I'll announce it on this channel. I'll just put a little episode at the end and say, hey, you know, I made a new podcast. It's over there. Check it out. Okay. I will do my best to not monetize it. So, but yeah, my wife and I are in a transition. We are empty nesters now as of this fall. That was a big transitional point. Our daughter Emma is attending college, university out of state. And which means that as a couple, we have to redefine ourselves and as individuals as well. What is our role now? What are we going to do? Not that we're not parents anymore. Obviously, we are always going to be parents. But in our day-to-day lives, you know, not just our space, but our time is allocated differently now. We do have a camper van while we're in the States. We enjoy traveling in it in our 25, 26-year-old camper van. So there's certain things we want to do to update it, to fix it. We're thinking about traveling around the country, maybe volunteering or trying to find side gigs in national parks and state parks. Maybe participating in something called woofing that my wife talked about a long time ago. No, it's not about chasing dogs around. Woofing is more about working at organic farms where you trade free lodging for your efforts in learning about how organic farming works around the country. I used to do a lot of Habitat for Humanity kind of home building. I want to get back to that. Something similar to that kind of work, which is very much hands-on, outside, and very gratifying, helping other people. So I enjoyed a lot of podcasting, but podcasting is very hard, okay? It's really difficult to keep up a weekly show. I think there's always this honeymoon and energetic period at the beginning that most podcasters like myself get into. It's like, oh, this is a lot of fun, go, go, go. And then we kind of burn out a little bit at the end. And also we creatively burn out. It's really hard to keep it interesting, come up with new subject areas, find interesting people to talk to, scheduling them. You know, again, like I said, it's a lot of effort. I learned how to edit audio to a certain extent in terms of the basics using an app called Audacity on the laptop. And for a long time, all I did was click record and all I could do was just cut the beginning and the end off of it. But now I've learned how to normalize and compress audio, clean it up a little bit, use two tracks during an interview so I can individually edit out sounds and background noises from each person's track, audio track. And that was a lot of fun, actually. But again, end of the day, it's very time consuming. Making intros, outros, integrating music into the episodes. I mean, I'm sure you've heard a lot of that progression throughout the episodes. And again, fun, but time consuming. Writing up descriptions, all the details, you know, how to share the episodes, how to market it, what's the best way to share on social media, what platforms to use. I started an Instagram account for Psych Explained and I have no idea how to use it. Okay, not that I'm dumb and don't know how to use Instagram. That's really not what I'm saying, but like how to use it as part of this endeavor of podcasting. And if I was 30, starting out as a new PhD and as a new faculty member, I think the timing of it matters, right? If I was at that stage in my career, like a lot of these awesome young people I've been able to interview for the past summer, then I think my outlook would be quite different in terms of how I would approach social media and this podcast. I would probably have a YouTube channel or do more face in the camera kinds of episodes than just hiding here in audio world like I do now. Okay, so what's going to happen to this podcast? Well, all the episodes will still be there as is. And if for some reason, well, not for some reason, but the older episodes will have, you'll notice maybe a sponsor and links for that and how to contribute or offer support or that kind of stuff. All those links are active, okay? You can use them. If you listen to some of my old episodes, maybe, you know, going through like an audio course and you felt like this was really valuable, sure, buy me a coffee using the link in the description. All of those things will still be available. All the contact information will still be there. You know, I'm not dropping off the face of the earth. So if you ever listen to a certain episode and have questions or comments or whatever, want to have a conversation, just email me, join our Discord channel. And those will always be there. Okay, so those things I will not be shutting down other than maybe the Instagram account. I think I'm going to try to convert just to have my name or just make it an individual account, not so much a podcasting account, okay? And as for Facebook, don't look for me there. I only very much limit it to immediate family and some people that I actually know, okay? So I don't really use it that often other than maybe to go on Marketplace and look for used cars, which we're still looking for, okay? All right, so in all, just to sum up, this was a lot of fun for me. I started off recording on my phone, as you know, in those early episodes in my mother-in-law's garage. And then I remembered I had an older mic, little portable mic. So I used that with my laptop. Did a lot of recordings in my clothes closet. You know, I learned that the audio quality and plus I can focus in there and not be distracted by anything else that's going on in the house. Then as we traveled, I recorded a couple at a state park, which sounded horrible because of the sound quality, and then recorded a few episodes in the camper van, parked outside my dad's house in the driveway, just again to find a quiet place to record. And ever since I got the new mic, I think the audio quality just improved immensely. So let me just summarize with what I'm using here. I updated my laptop. I had this phase where, you know, my old MacBook Pro from 2010 kind of died, and then I sort of went through a Chromebook phase and then trying to do all my work on an iPad and finally broke down and said, you know what, let me just invest in another good quality, long-lasting computer. And I went with an M1 chip MacBook Air, right? The older, slightly older MacBook Air, not the current one. And it's worked out really great. I'm absolutely no complaints about the computer, the software, the operating system. It's just all solid. And I'm using, again, the Mac app called Audacity. It's a free app to make audio recordings. There are other options out there, but this is the one I like to use for now. Who knows? If I have the energy, I'll learn to do something else. The microphone I upgraded to is called, made by a company called Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N. It's the model's called Q9U. So it's a roughly like $100, $150 mic. I'm trying to remember how much I actually spent on it back then. But again, I used only podcast money to buy podcast gear. So that was my incentive there. And I use regular run-of-the-mill corded Bluetooth, you know, larger anchor headphones, these cans, right? It's good enough just for me to monitor and listen to my podcast while I'm editing. And that's pretty much it. Very simple setup. Nothing fancy, right? Don't have any soundproofing in the room. The microphone that I'm using kind of takes care of that. You don't hear any echoes. You really don't hear anything other than my voice, even if other things are going on in a different room. I really enjoy that. Very simple. I'm glad I learned that on YouTube University. Okay, I think that's about it. Again, thanks. And I'm looking forward to what I have going on in the future, and I will try to update you when that happens. Again, thank you very much, and I will see you sometime soon, maybe. Okay, bye.